Swung on, line drive, right center field, headed to the alley. It gets down for a base hit and then some. This one rolls all the way to the wall. Scoring is Kipnis. Right behind him is Gomes. Into third with a triple is Lonnie Chisenhall. He continues to crush whatever pitching is out there. And Chisenhall's two-run double puts the Indians in front 3-1. Boy, that's impressive. A two-strike breaking pitch headed to the outside part of the plate. And Chisenhall still was able to reach it and drive it up the alley in right center field. Lonnie Chisenhall now with 19 doubles and 35 runs driven in.
There you go. A little highlight from 2014. We're in Goodyear, Arizona with Tim Alcorn. And Jim Rosenhaus almost sounded like he was going to be a horse race around the goal. That was kind of fun listening to that.
I should have turned this headset up that's to my right. Rosie could have heard that call of Lonnie Chisenhall's two-run double right there. It brought a grin to your face, Lonnie.
It did. anytime it makes me sound faster, I get a triple. That's some pretty rare footage right there.
Rare footage. I like that. Well, of course, you just heard his voice. Lonnie Chisenhall joining us here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. And first of all, congratulations on a terrific season last year. Did you kind of look at it as the point where finally it's all come together? This is the season I've been waiting for?
Yeah, I mean, it went a little bit different. I ended up making the team with no real role on the team. So for April, I was pinch hitting, DHing, coming in to play defense a little bit at third where some guys got moved around. So the season started out a little different, and I think it was good for me. I had to learn to be a better teammate, how to prepare myself a little bit different. And, you know, from there on, it kind of took off. And, I mean, it was my first full season in the major leagues. And, I can't say enough about how much, you know, I learned and, you know, how great a time it was.
Lonnie, in looking at your bio here, you've had the classic rise through the organization, Mahoning Valley, Kinston, Akron, Columbus, and then kind of riding that the roller coaster back and forth between Columbus and Cleveland. Talk a little bit about that journey. Does it test your patience? Does it test a little bit of everything? Talk about that.
It does. I mean, not every time you get to the major leagues, you just stay there. I mean, that's why guys have options, are able to get sent up and down with the game being so challenging. And stuff like that, you know, there is a little bit of a safety net there where you can go back down to the minor leagues and season a little bit more. But I went through the system fairly fast, you know, about a year at every level, and I think it was good for me. I had never used a wood bat before professional baseball, so that was my first summer in Mahoning Valley. And then, you know, from there it was only about 2.5 years before I was in Cleveland. And you know, sometimes you think you're ready, you know a lot of things, and you don't really know anything. So, you know, I think the way it happened was perfect for me, and I think I wouldn't be the player I am today without it.
Lonnie, without getting too baseball technical for our listeners, what's the biggest part of that learning curve from when you start to when you're playing regularly at Progressive Field at third base?
Finding something that works consistent for you and that's efficient. Last year, you know, I used to be able to just throw it out there on the field, and, you know, at the end of the year I'd look up and I'd have a pretty good average and some home runs and RBIs and things like that. And then once I got to the major leagues, you know, I tried that for, you know, 2.5 years or so, and it works. I mean, it was just inconsistent and it wasn't efficient, and I couldn't depend on it when I needed to. So last year we really focused on having an idea, playing to my strengths, and, you know, just – I keep using the word efficient. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be ready for every pitch, no matter what, treating every at-bat the same.
And was part of that learning curve also on the defensive side? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, every year I come and there's something I want to focus on defensively. This year it's throwing accuracy. So, you know, I want to have something that's consistent over at third that's efficient, kind of.
That word.
Yeah. it's been the word of my offseason. So, you know, once you get a little bit older and you start playing more and more games, you have to find something that works every day and that, you know, when I catch the ball, I have to do this and I can do this. And, you know, this is the result kind of thing, the A plus B equals C. And that's what I've been working on this year. And defense is, you know, I've focused on it year to year. And, you know, there's been hiccups every year, and last year I know we struggled defensively as a team, and I take my part in that, and we're doing things to remedy it right now.
Well, let's talk about a very special moment for you last year. I know you know what I'm now going to bring up. June 9th down in Texas, 5 hits, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs. I mean, you talk about a night that kids just dream of when they're playing Little League ball. Just take us through that night. What type of zone you were in?
Oh, I didn't realize what was going on until I, you know, had 3 or 4 hits, and I looked up, and as a team, I think we put up 17 runs. So it was just a fun night overall. You know, guys were on base all the time for me. Luckily, you know, I was able to drive 3 balls out of the park and have a few guys on base right there. But it was a crazy night. I've never been a part of anything like that. You know, just as an offensive, I think we had a couple other 4-hit guys, 3-hit guys, things like that. So the night was unbelievable. I love talking about it. You know, I look for that feel every day when I come to the ballpark.
You know, basketball players talk about when they're in a zone shooting, at the basket looks like an ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, did the ball look like a beach ball coming to the plate that night? You could just hit whatever was thrown?
It did. I was swinging at everything, and, you know, they were giving me pretty good pitches to hit. And I think one of my last home runs, I hooked a slider that was a ball off the plate outside for a home run. So it was just one of those crazy nights where, you know, all the stars align kind of thing, and you're in that zone. The ball was, you know, it was a big ball, and it seemed like anything I touched was right on the barrel.
Boy, great story. Again, we're talking with Lonnie Chisenhall. Guys, before we let him go, any quick thought or comment back in the studio?
Do you remember what you did the following day? What was it like at the plate the following day?
Anything following that day is probably going to be a little discouraging. I remember because we had 2 games in Kansas City, and I think I chopped a few balls that made it through the infield. I got 4 or 5 hits in 2 more games. So it wasn't anything to the Texas night, but I mean it was still pretty neat 2 days.
Is there any advantage to looking, you know, at the tape of that to determine, especially if there's a point in the season where you might not be making contact the way you should? Is there any use for that, or is it just such an exception that it really doesn't play out for your regular workout?
No, I actually carry a photo of the frame-by-frame of my swing compared to a bad swing on my phone. So I carry that around. You know, it's not a freak occurrence. You know, everything was clicking, but it was clicking for a reason. I was in a good position to hit the ball. You know, so I tend to look at that time to time and try to get that feel, or, you know, make the, you know, look in the mirror and make sure everything's kind of clicking and doing the same thing.
How about today's ball player walking around with their swing on their phone? Wow.
I know it.
Technology, it's amazing. Yeah. Before we let you go, just the enthusiasm and the excitement for this upcoming season that's down in that clubhouse right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have this pretty much the same team coming back. We added Brandon Moss, which is, you know, everybody knows he drives the ball all over the park, out of the park a lot. So, you know, we've had 2 winning seasons in a row. I look forward to a third and, you know, maybe tacking 7 or 8 more wins right there and, you know, taking AL Central.
And that should get you into October, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Hey, congratulations on a great season last year. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lonnie. Lonnie Chisenhall joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, again, all of our interviews throughout the week courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. Guys, back to you.
May 4th, 1991. That's when Chris James had 9 RBIs in a game against the A's at the Coliseum in Oakland. Now the 2-2. A swing and a drive! Deep right field! Away! Back and gone! Chisenhall hits his 3rd home run! He's tied the club record! 9 RBIs in a ball game! And the Indians lead it 17-6. What a night for Chisenhall!